In sports, Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz says a new season brings a new challenge. The Hawkeyes open practice with high expectations after rolling to a 12-0 regular season record in 2015.
Every year you try to win every game. I think every coach has that goal, certainly, but rarely do you accomplish it. So it was a special year. But still, you know, things we can improve on and things we have to work on. And the other big thing is, like every team in America, we're a new team. We're not the same team we were a year ago. We've got some new opportunities, certainly, but a lot of challenges, and you know, hopefully in the next month and a half here, we'll work through some of those.
Ferentz says last season was also proof of just how slim the margin is for the Hawkeyes.
The key thing there is that you know, we won 12 games, but they're all outside of one. There wasn't one when none of us were very relaxed in the last 4 minutes. So it's just an illustration of how close things are, certainly in our conference they are. And so the point there is that we've got a lot of work to do just to win one game right now, let alone 12. And that's where our focus has to be, is see if we can get in position to win our first game.
Ferentz says leadership was a key element in Iowa's success last season, and they need a new group of leaders to emerge.
We had 21 seniors that did a fantastic job. Only one NFL draft pick in the whole group, so it just gives you an idea of the collective power that those guys had. But, you know, to that point, we've got to have other guys to send now to take that spot. And I think we have those people. What I'm most concerned about probably is who's going to fill the void underneath as those guys emerge. And that's where the younger players have to step up. And I think we've got a glimpse of that in the spring. But certainly the next month here, we'll learn a lot more about our team and if guys are ready to step up and meet those kinds of challenges.
Ferentz says the coaches got a glimpse of their potential during spring practice and are now looking forward to finding out how good they can be.
Yeah, it's interesting. You only got 15 days in the spring. 12 of those are in pads. Now you move into camp, and it's 29 practices, so not all those are, you know, you get four for game week. But, you know, so the concentration of football is a little bit more intense. I think we'll learn more about our team here, and I think like every coach in America, just curious to see what gains we've made, who's ready to really step in there and do a good job and, you know, provide depth, provide leadership, those kinds of things.
Iowa opens at home on September 3rd against Miami of Ohio. Northern Iowa football coach Mark Farley met with the media on Friday and says with a lot of new faces, he'll depend on his staff to bring them along.
As I look at this football team moving into a media day with only one practice behind it, I think the best opportunity we have is going to start with the coaching staff. I think the coaching staff is has always been the stable part of what we've done over all the years.
One area where there is experience is at quarterback.
Aaron Bailey has the skill set and has the experience now that his game could be as good as he develops it too. So what we do in the next 28 practices, what we do this season, he's put the time in. Now he knows what we do and we know his skill set.
Another experienced leader is on defense.
Carter Schult is the leader on defense, of course, and he's another self-made, self-developed player, Chipola, Iowa, and what he's done and where he's came from is exactly what represents all UNI players that have gone on. Is he's came in here, he's worked hard his whole career, and because of that, he's getting recognized in a way preseason. Hopefully he'll have the season to be a postseason and play beyond college football, so yet to be seen.
Farley says the new faces in camp will add the depth that has been missing.
I told the team the other day, in spring, we were so lean. We were lean for two reasons. We were lean because of injury coming off last season, and we were lean because of size of class that graduated. So those two put together, we were probably running around 60 players or less in through spring and through until we hit the summer.
And he's filled out the roster with a mixture of Panther players.
There's a lot of freshmen. There's a young man that transferred in from Fresno State, and there's a young man that transferred in from Florida State, and then one from Northern Illinois. So we have some young men that came in with some experience and some maturity to them, and yet we have some young players who came from some great programs that have a lot of confidence.
The Panthers open their season September 3rd in Ames against Iowa State. In Pacific Coast League baseball action Friday, it was Memphis beating the Omaha Storm Chasers 11-5 and New Orleans downing the Iowa Cubs 3-0. Omaha is at Memphis again this evening. They'll get things underway at 6 o'clock. New Orleans, meanwhile, will be in Des Moines at Principal Park at 7 o'clock against the I-Cubs. In Major League Baseball, Jaime Garcia pitched 8 scoreless innings and had an RBI single to lead the St. Louis Cardinals to a 1-0 victory over the Atlanta Braves last night. Garcia struck out 11 as he topped the 100 strikeout mark for the third time in his career. He pitched out of a 2-on, no-out jam in the fourth, striking out Freddie Freeman and Matt Kemp before getting Adonis Garcia to ground out. Freeman and Kemp, third and fourth in the Braves lineup, were a combined 0-for-6 against Garcia with 5 strikeouts. Garcia's 2-out single in the second drove in Matt Holliday. Garcia needed just 89 pitches to get through 8 innings, facing 3 batters over the minimum. Sungwan Oh got the last 3 outs for his 9th save. Braves right-hander Joel De La Cruz gave up the run and 2 hits with 5 walks in 5 and a third innings. Both teams are in action again this evening at Busch Stadium in St. Louis. You can catch the pregame at 5:20 with the first pitch at 6:15 here on KJAN. Elsewhere in Major League Baseball action, the Detroit Tigers are back within 2 games of first place in the AL Central. The Tigers won for the 9th time in 10 games as Justin Verlander outpitched Noah Snydergaard in a 4-3 decision over the Mets. Verlander struck out 9 while scattering 4 hits over 6 innings, including Kelly Johnson's 2-run homer in the 4th. Snydergaard promptly blew a 2-1 lead in the bottom of the 4th as Victor Martinez launched a 2-run homer, and James McCann added an RBI single later in the inning. J.D. Martinez, Miguel Cabrera, and Ian Kinsler each had 2 hits and scored once for the Tigers. Meanwhile, AL Central leading Indians lost for the 4th time in 5 games as Starlin Castro hit a grand slam in the New York Yankees' 13-7 blowout win against Cleveland. Elsewhere in the majors, Jose Altuve delivered a pair of RBI doubles to back Dallas Keuchel in Houston's 5-1 win over Texas. Keuchel struck out 7 in a 3-hitter as the Astros pulled within 5.5 games of the AL West leading Rangers. Pedro Alvarez homered twice, and Matty Mercado was 3-for-5 with a 2-run double as the Orioles outscored the White Sox 7-5 in Chicago. The outcome keeps Baltimore in first place tie with the Blue Jays in the AL East. Toronto picked up its 4th straight win as Devon Travis hit a pair of solo homers, including the tie-breaking blast in the 9th inning and a 4-3 win over Kansas City. Stephen Wright fired a 3-hitter with 9 strikeouts as Boston ripped the Dodgers 9-0 in Los Angeles. The Red Sox stayed 2 games off of the AL East lead and kept the Dodgers 2 games behind in the NL West leading Giants. Washington added to San Francisco's recent woes as Gio Gonzalez tossed 2-hit ball over 7 innings of the Nationals' 5-1 win over the Giants. The Giants have surrendered 32 home runs while going 5-14 since the All-Star break. Martin Prado poked a 2-run single while Miami rallied for 4 runs in the 9th inning to beat the Rockies in Colorado 5-3. The rally keeps Miami tied with St. Louis for the final NL wildcard berth. Rockies rookie David Dahl singled home the tie-breaking run in the 8th, but he also committed a throwing error that sparked the Marlins' comeback. Chicago Cubs were 7-2 winners at Oakland as John Lester struck out 8 while limiting the A's to 2 runs and 6 hits in 7 innings. Sean Rodriguez led off the bottom of the 9th with a home run to give the Pittsburgh Pirates a 3-2 victory over the Reds in Pittsburgh. Mike Zunino's 3-run homer kept Seattle's 6-run first in a 6-4 triumph against the Angels. Cameron Rupp filled Philadelphia's 5-4 win at San Diego by smacking a go-ahead 3-run homer and an RBI double. Also in baseball, Wellington Castile worked out a bases-loaded walk in the bottom of the 11th inning to decide Arizona's 3-2 verdict over Milwaukee. And the Twins won for the 7th time in 9 games as Eddie Rosario smacked a go-ahead 2-run homer in the 7th inning of a 6-2 victory at Tampa Bay. In baseball news, Yankees first baseman Mark Teixeira has announced that he plans to retire at the end of the season, saying his body can't do it anymore. The 36-year-old Teixeira's 404 home runs ranks 5th all-time among switch hitters, but he's batting just 198 with 10 homers and 27 RBIs this season. 5-time Gold Glove winner is in the final season of an 8-year, $180 million contract. That is a look at sports on KJAN, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.